Welcome back to Lunch Table Talk. I'm Julia Waz.
I'm Josie Hennis.
And I'm Ellie Sakara.
Quick backstory on the Wagon Wheel song. So we got a new coach this year, Coach Sam. And she told us a little story how Wagon Wheel was played at a bar every time she was in college. And so every single indoor practice, we'd play that song.
Shout out Coach Sam.
Do track, me, Josie, and Ellie.
Oh, yeah.
So we just had a meet this weekend at Wheaton North. So,
how did you guys do?
That was fun. I'd run the 4x4, so we were there till, I think I got on the track at 9:52, and it was, like, really cold, so that was fun. But we ended up getting home. What?
Yeah, we were there.
We did not get home until, like, 11:30, and no one decided to bring stuff from the meet, like the poles for pole vault, into the school. They stole from the bus, so Coach Stricken made me go back and get all of them, and then told me to put them by the track office. But the school was locked, so then I was standing outside, and it was like 11:20, and she was nowhere to be seen. So then, long story short, like 20 minutes later, she came back.
How was the bus ride?
What?
How was the bus ride?
It was quiet, which was nice, but lights were flashing. Although on the way there, they played Hamilton multiple times, which is not the vibe, but it's okay.
What was the story, like, Emerson was saying, or, like, Sarah, you were, like, singing?
Yeah, apparently I was singing, people could hear me, and I didn't realize anyone could hear me, because I was playing Taylor Swift, and I guess everyone was quiet but me, and I didn't realize,
like,
it.
How loud were you singing?
I didn't think I was singing that loud, but apparently it was. That was really embarrassing. And then, like, everyone, she was like, yeah, sitting at Josie, and then everyone just turned and looked at me, and my face got so red. It was really embarrassing.
We've never taken those buses, the ones that, did you take that, like, freshman year?
Yeah.
What type of bus?
The like party one.
The seats were like facing each other.
Yeah. Oh, like four people, like kind of.
No, no, like there's like two long rows.
It's like a row and, here, row here.
Oh,
right. It's like,
ew.
Yeah.
Dude, we had like the heats. We had three heats. So me and Asagwe are like running. And then she's like, oh, we're in the same heat. And I'm like, no, we're not in the same heat. So Asagwe was heat one.
Oh.
Asagwe realizes she's in heat one. She's like, no, I'm too scared. She walks away. Like, she completely, she does not get on the line. Like, it was actually wild.
All right, Maddie here. Just to explain that a little further. The heats are, heat one is like, kind of like the slower heat. And then heat three is the faster heat. And this was for the 100 hurdles. And Osagwe, who's on the track team, Osagwe Oki, I think is how you pronounce that. Yeah, she heard she was in heat one, and then I turn and I look, and I just see she is in the middle of the field as they're like lining up on the blocks. So she entirely just ditched. She was not there for that. She was not. She said, if I'm in heat one, I'm gone. And then she heard she was in heat one, and she left. She left.
Yeah. She's so real for that, though.
Yeah. Bro, I saw Coach Sam walk up to her. She was really scared.
Were you there for the practice when it was Sydney's birthday?
Oh, was that Thursday?
I don't remember.
It was the day before the meet, yeah. So I think it was Thursday. Maybe.
I don't think so, because I was, like, still taking time off.
Durkin, like, had, like, Sydney come in and started, like, asking her a bunch of questions, and Sydney's, like, it was so funny. She's, like, yeah, I had a hot pocket right before this. So Josie just got her license.
Yeah, I did. A week ago. I've been 16 for, like, 5-6 months, but we just got it, which was good. I hate driving, so that's not really fun. But
why do you hate driving?
Because I feel like I'm always hitting somebody, even though I know I'm not hitting them, but I swear. And then, this is really bad, but when I go home, after I drive, I look up, like, Park Ridge car accidents to make sure I didn't definitely, like, to make sure I didn't actually hit somebody and I didn't realize it. So, we're good so far, but
I am, like, an exposing story. So, it was, like, last year, like, I was on my permit. And, like, so, like, I had to drive my friend home, but my mom was sleeping. And so I was like, oh, I'll just drive her home, like, on my permit. And, like, I drove, and, like, I was, like, not that good of a driver. And when I was driving, I, like, hit somebody's mirror. Like, their mirror was literally,
it was
up.
What'd you do?
Nothing. I just drove away. Like, I didn't know what to do. And I was on my permit, so I was, like, nervous. So I was like,
sorry. Julie, was this when you had, like, the scratch on, like, the side of your mirror?
Wait, was this my car or my mom's car?
Well, your mom's car, I think.
This was before I even got my car. This was before I got my license, anything. My birthday's in June, so it was, like, probably, like, spring or something. It was really embarrassing. I did the same thing. I looked up afterwards. I was like, did somebody, like, post on, like, the, like, Next Door Neighbor app? Like,
oh,
somebody,
yeah.
Like, somebody drove and, like, hit my car or something. Like, I was really embarrassed. But,
it's okay.
Yeah.
if anyone listening like had their car mirror like swiped off at some point last year, that's a hypothetical situation.
No, one time I was like, I low-key got into a crash and I like went in someone's lane, but I didn't think anyone was there. And my mirror, like the shell of it came off and it slid like across the street. This was on like a busy road, like kind of toward the city. And I had to run in traffic down the road, like, to get the mirror. And then I look up, and there's, like, so many cars, but they're, like, farther. But I could see all their lights, because it was, like, 5 a.m., and it was, like, still kind of dark out. And I had to run, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I had to, like, run back to my car, like just, and there's just still, like, a bunch of cars. And I was, like, kind of parked in, like, a lane where you, like, can't stop. It's so scary.
I don't know if I told you guys a story, like, I know, I think I told Ellie, like, how I crashed my car at the gym. So I went to the gym at, like, 5. And then, like, so I go to Rosemont. And,
AM or AM?
AM. I was before
school?
Yes.
That's crazy.
This is a Friday. This is before a Friday school. So I'm, like, going. And I go around. And it was, like, snowy out. I think it was, like, January or something. I go around. And it's, like, low-key. I'm, like, going low-key fast. And then I literally go into this brand new Acura. I had no idea what to do. And I was, like, what do I do? He's like, oh, I'm gonna call the police. So I was like really scared and I didn't know what to do. And then I just like left. There was like a hole in like my front bumper, but you know, that got fixed. And then I ended up staying home that day.
Are you ever like driving and like you don't see that there's a pedestrian like crossing until you're like about to hit them?
Today, me and Liv, she goes to a different school. We were, like, driving, and then, like, the light had just turned green, and she was turning, and this lady was, like, on her bike, and she's like, pedestrians are crossing!
One time, a biker just ran into our car door. The car was stopped. So I don't really know what the confusion was, but our car was stopped at a red light, and the biker just ran into the car.
Wait, I think it was with you. We were at the store, and we were in the parking lot driving, and some lady just backed out of her spot and hit your car.
Oh my gosh, yes! I completely forgot about this. I was driving my grandma's car, and this lady, I was at Mariano's, and this lady just, like, backed into my car, and she's, like, an old lady, but, like, it was, like, slow, so, like, it didn't really like, do anything, but she's like, it's okay, it's okay. I feel like that'd be, like, Browse. I don't even know if Browse is Browse is our old coach that left last year, or this year. He retired.
Went to Colorado.
We actually made shirts for him.
We did. They were, it was a long process.
They're actually really $25. Comfy shirts. I wear it a lot. Even though it has a picture of his face on it.
Yeah, mine faded out a lot.
We originally made them in black and white and with halo, so it looked like he was dead, but he didn't die. He just moved, so we had to change the color, which was an extra $5, but we had to do it.
Me and Josie were talking about, so we have, like, a hurdle home. He's, like, Instagram and TikTok.
Go follow. Plug.
Yeah. And, like, we don't know, like, who we're going to hand it down to. Like.
Yeah. I don't know if this is going to end with our grade. Or, like, there's a couple. Grade.
Yeah, but that's, like, kind of depressing.
Well, are we going to add more people to the group chat, or are they just going to have to make their own?
I feel like we're like we have to be more inclusive.
the freshman, there's like two freshmen. They're just like,
yeah.
Well, like, there's a Sogway, but then she's like the only one in her grade, so it's like.
Last year, I feel like the group was way more like together, if that makes sense.
Because a lot of people don't do it anymore.
Yep. Yeah, and Maddie. We actually had hurdle practice. Yeah, Maddie Baskin.
Yeah.
I don't think it was by choice though.
Yeah. Hi. So I was gonna say about the hurdle homies. The current group. The group chat I'm still in. I'm sure you guys have another one, which is, like, fake.
No, you don't have another one?
Yeah, that's it. Okay, so there is the one that we have right now. It's all, like, half people that aren't even doing it anymore. It's, like I'm still in it. Jack D is still in it. Sophia Nigro. Like, we're all still in
it. Hannah Lynn's still in it.
Yeah, Hannah Lynn is still in it.
But everyone's so graduated. Active.
Yeah, too. Yeah. Oh, I love that group chat.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah. Me and Jack... took a picture in Mexico on spring break and sent it to the group chat. Yeah, like it's still very active, but it's mainly the retired hurdlers that are active in it.
Other ones are busy practicing.
Yeah,
but we don't have many hurdle packs anymore because our new coach Sam likes to just really run with the hard sprint workouts.
Those 200s.
Yeah,
we had to run 9 200s. That's 1800 meters.
It's a lot.
That is, we were all dead, but.
We made it through. Thank God.
We made it through.
Like,
we had an easier one, though. Were you there early for the 4-3? No,
yeah, that wasn't bad.
No, that was when I went to the trainers before, and then he was like, if you can't walk on it, then you definitely can't run. So I was like, oh. And then he had me set out.
I feel like track gives so many, like, leg injuries.
Yeah, we should lift more in track.
Yeah, we should.
Yes!
Or play tag.
We should lift more in track. Because Sam, not Coach Sam, like the guy in the trainer's office said, like, you need like hip mobility or like strength or something.
I don't have any of that.
Mm-hmm.
When I joined track sophomore year, I don't know. I don't even remember why I joined track. Were we in a class? I don't know if you told me about it. Oh, no, Maddie, you told me about it. In sociology. I was, like, debating whether I should do it, and then you're like, yeah, you should do it.
Actually, not a funny story, but I did track for tennis freshman year. Shout out Coach Smith. I got cut, which was really humbling. My sister and my cousin were both on the team, so that was not fun. So, like, oh, figure something else out. So I did track, mostly because, like, Hannah Lind was friends with my sister, and so she told me to do it. And then I stuck with it freshman year, even though Coach Brouse did tell me to reconsider and find another sport, which was also humbling. So second blow, that one kind of hurt. It's okay, we stuck with it, and it's better now. But, yeah, mainly just Hannah Lind.
Yeah. Why'd you join, Ellie?
I joined freshman year because I got cut from lacrosse. But I wanted to do lacrosse. Well, okay, I originally wanted to do track because I was like, I low-key want to, like, run. But then I was like, ooh, let me do lacrosse because lacrosse sounds cool. And, like, my two older sisters did lacrosse at their school. But then I got cut because I had no experience. So then I did track with Camilla, too, because she also got cut from lacrosse. And she also wanted to do track before trying out for lacrosse. So then we went to track, and then I just continued to do it.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I feel like track, a lot of girls, I did track to get ready for soccer, but I ended up not doing soccer. Like, a lot of girls do track and then soccer. Mm-hmm. Like, track and then another sport.
If you, like, think about it, like, I feel like I don't think about it because I, like, zone out. But, like, the time period of, like, how long we're in track for is, like, so long. Oh,
it's
so long.
It's, like, 5 months.
It's like, January to the end of the year. Like, that's so...
And every single day after school, 5 times a week, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
And it's a grind.
When Anya Ronan was there, she started preseason in, like, November. So we didn't... So literally, like, after school from November until, like, May 20th, we were doing track.
I mean, that's why she's in college.
Collegiate athlete.
Yeah, she, like, D1.
In D2.
I don't know. Lewis?
Oh.
D3? I don't know.
I think D2.
D2.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out Anya.
Shout out Anya Ronan.
Shout out.
Her sister tried to do hurdles. I don't know. I just remember, like, seeing her, and I was like, grade? That looks so much like Anya. Freshman, yeah.
Yeah, freshman.
Soccer baddie now.
Soccer baddie. Okay. Yeah, we lose a lot of girls. Soccer.
Yeah. Almost like half the team, which, like, Downing gets really mad. Like, and everyone, like, leaves.
Yeah.
Shout out Kate Dunleavy. She leaves for soccer, which is just really rude.
She is.
And not appreciated, but it's okay.
Yeah, I think it's disrespectful, to be honest.
Does Lucci do track? Like, does he do, like, hurdles anymore? Like,
I think he
have not seen him recently.
I haven't seen him in a while, though. Mm. He was injured, I think. I remember he had a boot on, but I don't really know what happened after that.
So, interesting.
I wanted to say back to the, like, you guys starting track. I remember Ellie, when you joined... I don't know if this was... Did you join freshman or sophomore year?
Freshman year, but I joined when the outdoor season started.
Okay. I feel like this was... Then, yeah, this would have been the year you joined. I just remember you were, like, really quiet. And like, Sophie Pop, who we mention almost every single episode.
What?
Durkin. I remember...
What?
Our coach Durkin... had told Sophie to, like, talk to you and break you out of your shell because you were really quiet. And, like, you guys had, like, a class together or something? Or this might have been before
we had a class sophomore year.
Okay, so this was before you had the class then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, Durkin was, like, forcing, like, Sophie to talk to you. But then, like, I guess, like, we like you now. But, like...
I guess.
You were just, like, really quiet, I remember. And then, yeah, Durkin didn't appreciate the quietness.
Okay, well, I was super shy freshman... I've become more social, trust. But freshman year, I was super shy and quiet. And I was just, like, not...
Did you go to middle school with everyone or no?
No. The only person I knew at my entire school was my cousin, Caitlin.
Oh, my God.
I didn't go to middle school. Well, okay, so wait. I graduated with some people.
Did you?
But I went to St. Tecla, so I went to...
Closed down, like...
Yes, it closed down in 7th grade.
Why'd they close down?
I think it was, like... I think it was just lost numbers or something, right? There wasn't enough kids.
Wait, what?
At Tecla that you guys closed?
Oh, yeah.
It just, like, didn't have enough kids going there? Or, like, why did...
There was another school that didn't have enough kids, but we were fine with money and kids. But they were, like, let's merge them with someone. So they chose to... We also had the better school property. It was more updated. It was bigger parking lot. Bigger areas, like, for recess, and this other school was, like, off a busy street, really cramped. Their, like, recess area was, like, a small parking lot. But they could get, like, our building for more money, so they sold our building and merged with that school, and so everyone was, like, really mad, but, like...
Since both Josie and Ellie went to, like, a private school, did you guys, like, have a hard time choosing between, like, going to Res or Main South, or was, like, always Main South?
I low-key didn't want to go to church, like, once a week. I'm sorry.
My siblings were all Main South. I did want to go to Loyola for a while, but it's, like, 18 grand for high school education. I think it's the exact same no matter where you go, so.
Yeah. Also, like, I was low-key thinking about my sleep. Main South is closer. I could sleep in longer. And Trinity is, like, 40 minutes away. And And also, I don't really rock with wearing a skirt every day.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Do you have, like, uniform checks? Like, our socks had to be, like, long enough, and, like, every skirt had to be long enough?
Not really. They didn't really check once we got to, like, the older grades. They didn't really care as much. But they were strict, like, you can only wear sweatpants on gym. Other than that, like, you could wear, like, a skirt or khakis.
Did you guys, like, know people from, like, Roosevelt and, like, Washington? Or did you only know, like, Mary Seton?
No.
If I was pretty sheltered, I didn't really know anyone.
Me and, like, all the girls at St. Tecla, like, only knew people from St. Tecla. Unless you did stuff, like, outside of school, like, other sports, but it was, like, we had, like, 10 girls in our class, and, like, we really only knew each other.
There was, like, in my grade, like, towards 8th grade, like, these people formed, like, a Park Ridge friend group, which was all girls that were going to Res anyways, but they formed, like, I don't, kind of name drop? Or, like, well, it's not, like, a bad thing, I don't know. I just, like, I just remember, like, hey, actually, no, I'm scared.
I don't know who you're talking about.
That's not, like, a bad thing. Okay, like,
Ava, just-
Ava Sensen and, like, Max Savory started dating some, like, that group. Like, I remember, like, Norm Mahoney and they're not listening to this. And Alexia.
No, Josie, they're gonna hear their name. They're like,
I'm like, I love them, but then they like start forming with it's like Park Ridge groups. I remember like hearing about them like that way, and I was like, oh my gosh, that's like so scary and intimidating. But
so, did you have a lot of friends going to Midtown?
I'm like trying to call you out.
Wait, what school did you go to?
Mary C.
Oh yeah.
Like you said, of Woodstock. All the other seats that she sits in.
Yeah. there's actually a good amount of girls who were going to Main South Mary Seat, but I feel like they knew a lot more Park Ridge kids, or, like, kids that were going to Main South than I did, so, like, I knew, like, 4 or 5 girls going into it, but, like, if we didn't have, like, classes together, we didn't really have lunch together, so I, like, going into school, I remember being, like, terrified, because I just, like, didn't know, like, basically anyone. I went to field school, though, for 2 years before I switched to Mary Seat, so I, like, remembered a couple kids, but I didn't really, like,
Which one was better?
That's kind of hard. I don't know. Mary C, field school, like, Mary C was, like, smaller classes, but I feel like there's so much drama. And I feel like if I could choose, like, I like Mary C, but it gets very clicky because there's only, like, 30 or 40 kids in your grade. So there's, like, one girlfriend group and there's, like, one friend group. Like, I don't know. It was very clicky. And so, like, coming into that, like, in fourth grade, everyone had already, like, formed their friends. So, like, that wasn't really fun. And I feel like at a public school, there's just more, like, groups that you can, like, I don't know. Friends with.
Josie, would you like go to college for a track? Like, I feel you're just like so good. Like, I just feel like
I don't think I'm good enough to go to college for. If I could get like money for it or like get into a school that I couldn't get into academically, then I would. But I feel like that's so exhausting. I'm already done with it. Like, I feel like I don't want to be going. Coach Shane was saying that Coach Shane went D1 at Butler, and that her first workout coming back from like summer would be 25 200s all at 30 seconds, and if you didn't hit it, you'd have to add another set of 5 200s. And so just hearing that, I was like, I don't think I would be able to. And like, that's doing rough school on top of having to do a sport, I think would be difficult.
Yeah, hard pass on that.
Yeah.
She runs a 28 now, like 200.
Dang.
Yes.
You know, she ran 56 400 in high school. That's why she got like...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was nuts.
Wait, where does she used to live? Like, New Jersey?
Yeah, she's in Boston, actually.
Like, Long Island.
I was, like, asking her to, like, say, like, words. It was, like, so funny.
Coffee.
Oh, yeah, I asked her to say that. She was like, I need my coffee.
Walk to get my coffee. Yeah.
When she, like, fog?
Yeah, yeah. Coffee, it's kind of foggy out today.
Sophie's like, nah, you're forcing it.
Sophie makes me freaking call her boss every single day. And I don't have a job yet, so I really don't think it's that valid. I have not gotten a text from her boss that I'm hired at Rita's, by the way. And she still makes me...
I mean, Rita's podcast, like,
shout out Rita's podcast. Goes. But, so I had to call her boss and I have to be respectful.
Is she actually the manager?
I think she's actually the manager. Oh, I would be, like, working under her.
She's one of the managers.
But I'm not even working yet, so I think it's just a little unreasonable. Sophie, if you're watching this or listening to this.
She's going to, like, report you to the managers if you do bad.
I walked into Rita's and I literally, like, walked into Sophie and Katie playing hide and seek. I think you're going to have fun, Jesse.
Thanks. Mm-hmm. It has to be better than lifeguarding. I lifeguarded last summer, and I actually did not like it at all.
Drop a discount when I go to Rita's. Oh. Thank you.
I mean, definitely not.
100% discount.
Why didn't you like lifeguarding?
Because I kept thinking a kid was going to drown, and I wasn't seeing that. And I remember one time, too, like, I forgot my sunglasses, and I had to look directly at the glare of the pool for, like, the longest, like, shift on the water was, like, an hour and 30 minutes, and I was just looking at the glare, and I remember, like, the most pounding headache, and these kids were just so annoying. They play, like, underwater games to see, like, who can go under the longest, and then you have to, like, lifeguards have to, like, count in your head to see, like, when they come up or whatever. Oh, you were lifeguard, Maddie. Yeah. Are you going to this year or doing it next year? Actually. Yeah.
Do you work? Like, Holt or something?
Harp and
Fiddle. Harp.
Right now I work at Harp and Fiddle. Yeah, no, I agree. Lifeguarding was not for me. Some people like it. I know a lot of people that still do it. Like, yeah. They like it. I mean, it's not, like, too difficult because it's, you know, it's like a community pool. Most kids have their parents there, except for the ones that don't. That's, like... Come on, the signs at the entrance say, we are not here to watch your kids for you. We are just here in case of an emergency. Also, half of us are also children. Yeah. So, I don't know what those parents are expecting. Like, if you want me to babysit, you got to pay me way more than lifeguarding does.
So true. And I remember, like, there's one test where you had to, like, go to the bottom of the pool to get this brick and then pick it back up and go up. And it was, like, the day of their, like, centennial training. And so, like, almost, like, everyone was there. And I could not get this stupid brick. And I came up, like, I thought I was, like, literally dying. I came up, like, four times. I could not get it. I kept trying to, like, tell myself, like, pretend it's, like, your brother. Like, you have to go save him. Like, you have to do this. And I was, like, letting him die every time. Like, I couldn't get the brick. It was mortifying. Everyone was done. It was, like, 7 o'clock. Everyone had to go home. Everyone was done. Everyone was on the wall of the pool. And I could not get this stupid brick. And I forget what manager it was. Would not let me, like... It was a traumatic experience. I finally got it, but I did it the wrong way. I, like, you're supposed to just go straight down. And I, like, dove a little bit and got it. But... It was just not.
Josie, my guy, that pool is like 12 feet deep.
Okay.
That is like all, like, barely double you. Like, I don't.
Okay, but like in the moment though, like,
in the
thing. Yeah, it was just, it was a mental block. I thought like I was drowning. Like, I swear, like, the water on my lungs, like, I literally thought I was like dead. Like, it was.
Did you, like, not know, like, the hack where you just let out all your air so you sink to the bottom faster? Or were you just, like...
I think I might just floating I was, at like, the top. Just so... I could not get down. I was, like, pushing the water up, and I was just staying in the same spot, and then I would just lose all my air, and I just, like, panicked.
Oh,
and,
Josie.
Yeah, so that wasn't really fun, I think.
Maybe it's best you work on land.
Yeah, I think it's for the better.
Stay away from
the water. Are you gonna go in the ice cream truck with Sophie?
That's my plan. Although my parents said I'm not allowed to, but... but they don't have to know, so it's okay. Mom and Dad, if you're watching this, please tune off.
Yeah, why don't they want you to?
Because they said it's not responsible, it's dangerous. I don't know.
Vitas?
No, like, driving with someone that's, like, also my age, but I don't... Like,
you would be in the store, then.
Yeah, I can work there, I just can't, like, be on the truck, but I'm gonna...
You're gonna drive the truck.
Yeah, I'm driving the truck. I have a 12-passenger van, so I can just practice on that anyways.
Josie, back to, like, your swimming thing, like, how's your, gym leader swim class going?
Oh, we're in swimming right now, so not super fun. My hair, like, barely fits in the swim cap, so it's always getting wet, and I can't... Brushing is, like, such a pain, but I did teach 2 days ago, so I'm done teaching. That was really humbling. No one really listened. Shout out my group if anyone's watching.
I was going to say, that was my worst graded lesson.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Elementary backstroke.
No way, it's what I had too.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was not, yeah.
How does gym leaders even work?
I don't know. Well, first semester, Mr. Samaha, it was like mostly just like to give a quote of the day, and then you just play whatever game of the day it was, like whatever unit you were in. Like, we did human kickball for a while. And then Mrs. T, I feel like there's a lot more talking and like explaining like how to be a leader, and then you play the game. Although we did do... what's it called? Handball, I think. Aimed at a rough. And
that game is dangerous. I heard some stories.
Yeah, Jacob Clever, like, got popped his shoulder or something. Yeah.
He, like, didn't was dislocated or something?
Yeah, I don't know, something. And, like, I was roughing a game one time, and I forgot the score. And then they finished, and it was, like, to get to the championship game or something, and everyone started screaming at me. And then I, like, freaked, and then they're like, okay, so who won? And then, like, everyone was really mad at me. And then I, like, kind of lost it on... someone, but it's okay, it's fine. It's
all what happened?
Well, like, no, because the one team, I like swore the other team didn't have the point, but we'd already gone back and forth too much. They were playing it out for like a game final point. And then like one of the kids was like, you can't, or something, whatever. It was just back talking. And I was like, when I get really embarrassed, I get like really defensive, and I was already embarrassed at this point. So I was like, be quiet. You should be thankful you're even getting the extra point. Like, it's literally a gym class game. But I was just like, I was really frustrated. And then that was awesome. I was more embarrassed after that. So it was just not a great, but it's okay.
Josie, you're in girls lifting.
Hmm? What do you mean, Ellie?
Yeah. Wait, did I just say Josie?
Yeah.
I'm tweaking. Yeah, Ellie, you're in girls lifting.
Yes, I am.
With Maddie Baskin.
Yeah, Maddie's my PE leader.
Is she a good leader?
She is a good leader, but one time I did have to leave early, and I asked if she could unlock the locker room for me, and she said no, and that I can leave with my PE uniform on.
Wow, Maddie.
This was when I had a doctor's appointment.
Oh, I don't recall saying this ever.
Yes.
I literally
don't. I was like, I went up to you, and I was like, hey, like, I have to, like, leave early, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, like, are you guys going to open up, like, the locker room for me? And you were like, no. Like, I'm not doing that.
Okay, that actually does, like, kind of sound like, Miss Marcus, please, if you're listening to this, stop.
And then she had Issa open it for me.
That, well, I mean, like, you were going home anyways. So, like,
oh, I was, did I come back? Yeah, my mom made me come back for half of sixth period, and then I had a free period. And in that period, we literally had a free period. Like, in physics, we did nothing, so I was on my Chromebook, and then I went home for my last period.
Well, in my defense, I don't use a gym locker, so I just have all my clothes, like, in my backpack. So, okay. Like, I would have just left.
But she is a great leader. She in the contributes past, in the workout.
This year, I don't.
For track, you just bring your clothes.
No, this year, I swear I've seen you use a locker.
No.
What?
Isn't yours, why? Like, by Sophie's?
No, I don't. I just, like, kind of hang out over there. I don't have a locker.
Why?
Because I didn't want to buy a new lock.
So, where do you just, like, go in the locker room and just pick a random spot on the bench and, like, change? Like,
yeah, pretty much.
She just lurks.
I really do. I just lurk around in there. And then, because for track, too, I have 7th and 8th off, so I go home before. Every time, so, like, there's, like, no point.
You don't have, like, a bunch of, like, track stuff with you? Like, I have a bunch of stuff for track in my locker, like...
No, because I go home, and then I just, like, change at home, and then I just bring my stuff, switch out my backpacks. Mm. It's really convenient. The lockers are overrated. You really don't need them.
Unless you have all 4 periods of the day.
Yeah, you just have to stay at school, but, like, that's your own fault. You should talk to your counselor about that.
Right.
Popular opinion is the new locker room, like,
ew,
thing. Like, it's how, like, it closes.
What? Oh, it's so,
like,
annoying.
So early. It's like,
I remember they were yelling at us when at the drill, and they were like, go, 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 like, 2 minutes in and out, like, get your stuff and get out. And Miss T was yelling at everyone. It was like some, like, military camp.
And they don't even open it. Like, if you're, like, going before school, like, they'll open it, like, 5 minutes before, or, like, not even. Like,
yeah, which is so annoying, because, like, if you have, like, a meet, I bring so many bags, and mm-hmm. then you can't
put it.
Yeah. And I remember one time freshman year when I was, like, we had a meet, and I was walking through the door of A-Wing, and for some reason I brought, like, 4 bags. I don't know what I needed 4 bags for. I had, like, 3 Lululemon bags, like, a giant Athleta bag, and then, like, my foam roller, which I don't know why I was bringing all this for a freshman. I wasn't even good at all. And I was walking into A-Wing, and I tripped on, like, I don't even, like, the street. Like, there's, like, a sidewalk, and then the street, and the sidewalk, and the steps up to the A-Wing door. And I tripped, and I fell on the ground, and I rolled my ankle, and my water bottle fell out of my hand and clattered down the street, and it was 8:27, so everyone and their mom was just, like, walking into the school. It was so embarrassing, and, like, it was 8 weeks, so it was, like, at that time, it was, like, all, like, juniors and seniors, and I was just a freshman because of my sister, and that was really embarrassing, and I had to, like, get up, and I had to go, like, chase my water bottle that kept rolling away from me. Anyways, so just open the locker rooms early.
All right, I think that's all the Hurdle Homies have to say.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, signing off, Julia Waz.
Signing off, Josie Hennis.
Signing off, Ellie Sequeira.